James Gouveia. James, J-A-M-E-S, Gouveia, G-O-U-V-E-I-A. Date of birth is May 21st, 1957. This is for date of service, 10-5-2022. Mr. Gouveia is a 65-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management and hypothyroidism. He has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, congestive heart failure, and hypercalcemia that had been treated with prednisone therapy. The patient's calcium was noted to be elevated about 4 years ago when he was on a keto diet. After that, he was evaluated in Rhode Island and in Boston for his hypercalcemia, and at that time, they had treated his hypercalcemia with prednisone therapy and were unable to find any actual cause of hypercalcemia. They basically stated that they think that the hypercalcemia was caused because of his keto diet, and the only thing keeping his calcium down was the prednisone. He is currently on prednisone, 10 milligrams once daily. He has had a bone density scan, which is normal, and they have ruled out multiple myeloma. The patient will be seeing a cardiologist on Friday. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. We will recommend adjusting his diabetic regimen and adding a sample of Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly and continuing to JO 80 units once daily and Humalog 5 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 200. Recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel in 4 to 6 weeks. Next number for his hypothyroidism, we will continue the levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. Next number for his hypercalcemia, the patient states that this has been treated with prednisone 10 milligrams daily. His latest calcium is 9.3 milligrams per deciliter. I will investigate this further and check his parathyroid hormone level, vitamin D25 hydroxy level as well, and ionized calcium. The patient states that he was diagnosed with hypercalcemia about 4 years ago, and this hypercalcemia has been worked up, and the only treatment he has had for this is prednisone therapy. Next number, I have also provided a invitae genetic collection kit to check for sarcoidosis due to his hypercalcemia. Next number, the patient is also being followed by Dr. Torres, rheumatologist, for further evaluation of inflammatory markers and evaluation for possible lupus. Next number, for his congestive heart failure, this is a history of. He has cardiorenal syndrome more than likely, and he will be seeing Dr. Nguyen, cardiologist, on Friday for further workup. Next number, for his hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the management.